Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 18th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High German Bight, 1034, expected Czech Republic, 1033 by 1800 Tuesday. Low Trafalgar, 1001, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Westerly backing southwesterly, becoming variable at times in south 2 to 4. Fair. Good. North at Zira. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly later 2 to 4. Fair. Good. South at Zira. Northwesterly becoming variable later in west 2 to 4, but 5 or 6 in southeast. Fair. Good. 40s. Variable 3 or less becoming south 3 or 4. Fair. Good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Fisher. Northwesterly backing southwesterly later in west 3 or 4. But 5 or 6 in northeast. Fair. Good. German Bight. Variable 2 to 4 becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 later in southwest. Fair. Good. Humber, Thames. East or southeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Dover. East 3 to 5. Fair. Good. White, Portland, Plymouth. East, veering southeast 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times. Fair. Good. Biscay. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 at times in far southwest. Showers. Good. Trafalgar. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in southeast, then increasing 7 at times later. Thundery showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Occasional rain or thundery showers. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Sol and Fastnet, and decreasing 4 at times in Lundy. Showers. Good. Irish Sea, southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then decreasing 3 at times later. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall, southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Shannon and decreasing 4 at times in Rockall. Showers, good. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in west. Mainly fair. Good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in East Faroes. Showers. Good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 5, 15 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 1, 15 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 2, 32 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Wick, south, southeast 3, 8 miles, 1030, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 14 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, 9 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Boomer, southeast 4, 15 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Bridlington, east, southeast 5, 1030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 6, 11 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1024. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east, northeast 5, 1024, falling slowly. Jersey, east by north 5, 5 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 6, 2 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, east by south 7, 7 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 2, 16 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberporth, east by north 2, 19 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Valley, north by east 1, 15 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east by south 3, 8 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valentia, east northeast 3, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east 5, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Malin Head, east southeast 3, 24 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 3, 14 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 17th of March. General situation. As a large area of high pressure moves away south-eastwards over the continent through Tuesday, it will continue to extend a ridge across the United Kingdom through the next 48 hours. This will bring fair conditions to many coastlines with light to moderate winds, although strong winds will affect the south and west at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, except in east. Occasionally 5 at first in east. Fair. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east. Becoming variable 3 or less at times in the 1st of 4th and Tay. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly veering southeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times. Fair. Good. Northumberland to Selsea Bill. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 until later in west. Fair. Good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times until later. Fair. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near St David's Head. Mainly fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times in shelter. Fair. Good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time in east. Mainly fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in the North Channel. Mainly fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Mercanpoint. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time near the Mull of Kintyre. Mainly fair. Good. Ardna Mercanpoint to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4 in north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair. Good. And Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable later in west 2 to 4. Showers later. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 5:20. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Delhi and Bogota. Coming up on the programme, what are the tariffs threatened and imposed by Donald Trump doing to the global economy? Now we have the views of a group of experts, and the OECD is not painting a happy picture, especially for Mexico. Also today, why are beef prices so high in the US? And why are producers so keen on Mr. Trump's tariffs? Also, we'll hear how the trade talks are going between India and New Zealand, why a Peruvian farmer is taking a German energy company to court, and testing a mattress by sleeping on it in the shop. The advice from a Hong Kong consumer champion. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Israeli warplanes have launched dozens of airstrikes on cities across Gaza. There have been explosions in several areas of the territory, with reports of at least 15 people killed. This is the largest wave of airstrikes in Gaza since the ceasefire began in January. In a statement, Israel said it was attacking Hamas targets because the Palestinian group had refused Israel's proposal for an extension of the first phase of the truce. Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney has said his country must reduce its reliance on the United States and would instead turn towards what he described as its reliable European allies.
Our business relationships are too focused on the United States. It's evident that our security relationships are too focused on the United States. We must diversify. It's clear.
On his first trip abroad since taking office, Mr. Carney chose to visit France and the UK instead of the US, as would normally be the case. President Trump has slapped trade tariffs on Canadian goods and says he wants it to be America's 51st state. Canada has retaliated with its tariffs of its own and insists it will never join the United States. Peru's government has introduced a 30-day state of emergency in the capital, Lima, following a recent wave of violence, including the murder of a popular singer. Paul Flores died on Sunday when gunmen attacked his group's bus. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
President Dina Boluarte said more soldiers would be deployed in Lima and the neighbouring Callao area to help combat crime, including a rise in extortion rackets. She also reaffirmed that she was considering reintroducing the death penalty as a deterrent. The rise in organised crime has become a major concern in recent years for residents of Lima, Callao and neighbouring areas. Transport companies, taxi drivers and